Matt Greenwood back with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, joined by Sean Breeze of the Jefferson Blue Jays. The boys falling in the Class 3 sectional, 52-37 at the hands of the St. James Tigers. St. James on to the quarterfinals. First off, congratulations to them and to Coach Ben Smith. Only met him for about 5 minutes, but he seemed like a very nice guy and a very good ball club as well. And they'll face the winner of Charleston and Mountain Grove, which should be wrapping up anytime soon. But Coach Breeze, what a season for you guys. I mean, I know you said a lot already. I'm going to be asking you to say a little bit more.
No problem.
District champions. And, yes, it's still a relatively young school, 13 years in. First district title, 13 years in. No better coach to lead them to that than you, obviously.
Thank you.
19 wins this season, the most in program history. Another mark that is set for future Blue Jays to try to match and maybe exceed at some point.
Right.
So just, I mean, and Easton Knoll, the best basketball player the Blue Jays have ever seen.
Right.
Wear a Blue Jay jersey. Start anywhere you want, Coach. What a season for you guys.
Well, it was. First, thanks to everybody. You know, my first year here, just the opportunity that was given to me, the support that the whole community showed. I can't say enough about our student section. I tell you, those kids are crazy, but they give us a lot of energy. It was great to see them. Very proud of these kids and all of them. You know, I really thought that the kids, as the season went on, adjusted really well, and that's tough to ask them to do whenever you get a new coach. But I thought that they did a good job adjusting, and I thought the seniors really provided a lot of leadership, and that's what you're looking for. You know, we got a lot of good young kids, so I think the future's bright, but it really doesn't soften the blow of losing these six seniors, because all of them good kids, all of them contributed this year, and I'm sorry to see it end.
Yeah, we certainly are too. And Coach, I mean, last year, the way Jefferson, played basketball, there were signs that this year could be a special year.
Yep.
And no, you didn't win the state championship. You got to the sectionals, though, and that's an accomplishment in itself. This, and I know, you know, right after the game, it's really tough for these guys to hear anything. They just kind of want to sink in a hole and stay there for a while. But I hope, and I'm sure you've been doing this for a while, that you reminded them what they've been able to do. They got more people invested in Jefferson basketball than any other team had.
Right.
And they just set, you know, marks that are going to be really tough to beat.
Yeah, you know, we talked about the first thing I told him downstairs is it was not our best game, and you certainly credit St. James with part of that, because very good team, very good defensive team, and kind of had us out of sync most of the game. But I said, guys, we just didn't shoot well tonight. We're a perimeter-oriented team. But what I did see that we still had, it was the effort, the energy, the heart. I never saw anybody stop. I never heard any excuses. They played as hard as they could to the end. But when you build a deficit like we did, again, missing a lot of easy baskets early and a lot of open shots even from the perimeter, you end up spending so much energy on defense just to try to, you know, maintain, that I think we ran out of gas a little bit. Pulled it within four there in the third quarter, hit a couple big shots, and then a couple of their players, especially number three, really started beating us to the rim. And, you know, he's a very good player. They're a very good team, very well coached. But, you know, I love the way our kids played. I love the heart, love the energy. And I told the young kids in the locker room, this is exactly now what you have to follow. They set the standard. They won the championship, the district championship. And that can't be it. You got to keep working. And now they know exactly what to expect if you get to this level. And, you know, the energy's up a little bit in the crowd, on the court. And I thought everybody handled it great. But, again, our community handled it great. Our parents, our fans handled it great. Our student section is just fantastic. Our administration was so supportive all year. So I really thought we had a great year.
That guy you mentioned, number three, Andrew Branson, 31 points tonight. Yep. I mean, he was just a guy that he touched the ball every single possession at least two or three times. He was a distributor, but he was mainly a scorer. And he was pretty quick as well, and I just felt, and you probably felt the same way, the guys just couldn't quite keep up, and as you said, the energy kind of dropped off towards the end.
Yeah, we really wanted to try to keep him outside and beat us from the perimeter. He's got a very good inside move, very good spin move. and goes to the rim hard and finishes well. I thought in the first half we did a good job, and then, had a couple possessions where we lost the help. When you have those little bitty possessions don't mean a whole lot at the time, but, they add up. And every time that we missed help defense or we missed stepping over, we missed blocking out, they also attacked the board second half very well. I thought we did a good job in the first half, but all of that, they we ran out of gas and they did not, and that was the difference.
Coach, I know you did this on purpose when it came to pulling the seniors out for one last time.
Right.
I don't remember the particular order except for the very end, but you gave Jacob Bridges, Eric Eisenbeis, Cole Holdinghausen, Colin Gosnell, and Daniel McCorder a chance to come off the floor, get the standing ovation that they deserved, and then you pulled Easton Knoll off last, and I know that was an on-purpose thing. And 1,866 career points, 641 more than the second guy. That's a lot. That's about, two seasons for most guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Easton Knoll, 1,866, that's going to be hard to beat. 561 in his senior year, 2 years out of his four, he had 507 or more points. Just an outstanding talent. But talk about, I know it's sort of a sour mood because you're pulling them because the game's coming to an end, but to be able to give those guys the moment that they deserved and to see the fans behind you receive them the way that they did, I'm sure that was pretty special for you and them.
Yeah, I think it was special for all of us. You like to be able to give those guys that one last time. It's always very emotional. It's emotional for the kid, for me, for the coaching staff, and really everybody involved. And it's in a game where you're losing that didn't have a lot of positives, it was nice to have some positives there at the end. I was very happy for them. They had the opportunity. I told every one of them, thank you. I was honored to get the opportunity to coach you, even though it was just 1 year. I wish it was more. And can't say enough about those guys, just how they handled themselves all year in practice, in the classroom, in games. And, again, like I said, really set a new standard. So it was nice for them to get – I was very happy for them to get that crowd support.
All right, so, again, 19-9 this year. District champions for the first time ever in school history. Class 3 sectional appearance. A tough St. James team, obviously, here tonight. But, Coach, I just want to say from our end at KJF, me personally, thank you for answering all of your phone calls, all of your text messages, getting back with me promptly, doing all of the preview audio that we ask of you guys to do for us to help promote not just the game but the broadcast as well. You have a great hand in our great production of Jefferson County Athletics, and I just thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate it. I don't think anybody realizes how much work you guys do. It's not just the
preach,
game broadcast.
Coach, preach.
Yeah, but it is. It's all the phone calls, and you guys do a lot of preparation. I know that's difficult. You've worked with me and everybody very well this year, so we appreciate the coverage and very happy to be a part of it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Can't wait till next year, Coach.
Been great. Thanks a lot.
It has been great. Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on our Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Congratulations again to the Jefferson Blue Jays for their year this year as they put on they did something that no Jefferson school had ever done, and it gives future teams something to look up to, something to strive for, something to be better at. But Easton Knoll, congratulations to him on a fantastic career. Eric Eisenbeis, Jacob Bridges, Cole Holdinghausen, Colin Gosnell, and Daniel McCorder, all six great young kids moving on from Jefferson when they graduate in May. One last thing before we get out of here, the Hearing Care Partners broadcast schedule. Hearing Care Partners, they listen so you can hear. Hillsborough is the only Jefferson County school on the boys' or girls' side that has survived in the playoffs. The Class 4 District 3 championship game will be Friday against Lutheran South on KJF beginning at 6:45. Again, the final score here, St. James 52, Jefferson 37. Their season ends at 19-9.